We all have a part to play in fulfilling the Great Commission. And usually, we don't have to go very far. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Debbie McGoldrick talks of one example right from her neighborhood.
Anna moved from Czechoslovakia with her son Michael into a home around the corner from mine. They were here just for several months, and several of us in our neighborhood Bible study just befriended her. We saw her at the park with her son and just began to build that relationship.
Debbie has gotten very good at being relational.
She was interested in practicing her English, so we said, why don't you come to our weekly neighborhood Bible study? And it just so happened that one of the gals in our Bible study spoke fluent Czech. And so they would sit in the corner, and even though Anna was there to learn English, Darina was there to interpret the scriptures to her. It was beautiful.
For Anna, learning English was just the beginning of her life change.
During one of our neighborhood Bible studies, Anna placed her faith in Christ. There was a dramatic change, but she left several months later. We've kept in touch with her. In fact, one of the girls from the neighborhood Bible study regularly Skypes her to follow her up and help her grow in her faith. But that is one person from one nation. You know, the Great Commission is to go to all nations, and I believe He's calling us to go into all neighborhoods because the nations are coming to the neighborhood.
So be on the lookout for opportunities in your neighborhood where God can use you in helping to fulfill the Great Commission. It's going to happen one person at a time.